Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hi, this is Zoe from Star Wars Geek Girl. I am here with Sal Perales from the Rogue Rebels.
What's up?
And we're going to talk about the Bad Batch this week. Episode 8. Yes. So I do want to say before we start that the Droids cartoon is on Disney Plus now. So I haven't gotten to rewatch it yet, but I will try to eventually. And yes.
I don't think I even watched it when I was a kid.
My dad had it on DVD. Mm-hmm. So I would watch it as a kid. And even as a kid, I thought it was kind of weird, but I liked it. So I'm going to watch it.
I think I slightly remember some Ewoks. I watched Ewoks whenever it would come on or something, but I think Droids I just missed the boat on or never even heard of it until I was way older.
Yeah. I never heard of Ewoks until I was older. So but yeah, so there's that just public service announcement, I guess. Go watch Droids and see Kylo Ren and 3PO and R2 and everyone.
And stuff.
Yes.
And the rise of Kylo Ren.
The rise of Kylo Ren. Yes. I think we should bring Kylo Ren back, personally. I just think that would be fun.
Yeah. Where's hashtag where's Kylo?
Exactly. Bring Kylo Ren back. Yeah, so that was that. And then the other Disney Plus Star Wars was The Bad Batch. So it's episode 8. It's called Reunion. Halfway point of the series because there's 16 episodes. So that's exciting. What are your spoiler-free thoughts?
It was good. I liked it. Like every episode, it was good and it looked amazing is my spoiler-free thoughts.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Very good. Exciting. Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
For some characters, not for
great all. Times. not if you're the characters.
Not if you're the characters, no. I mean, one character got we'll get there. We'll get
okay.
There. So I guess we'll start. So spoilers ahead. If you're looking to avoid spoilers, then I don't know why you clicked on a podcast about the Bad Batch, but now's your chance to leave without getting spoiled.
So it's 20 minutes. Go watch it and come back.
No yeah, watch it and come back. It's fine.
Watch it and come back.
We won't judge you. We don't even know. So it's okay.
We will be here exactly where we are.
Yes. All right. So now spoilers. So the episode actually starts with Crosshair, who we haven't seen in a while since.
Yeah, like four episodes.
Yeah.
Gone for three or four episodes. And we're like, so
we start right off the bat with him. And he is being sent to hunt the Bad Batch. And the Kaminoans are like, oh, try and bring them back and we can use their DNA and all that. But right. The Imperial dude's like, just kill them. I don't care.
Yeah. No, I don't even like them. I don't even like them a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. The Kaminoans are like, but they're very valuable. Nah, just shoot them.
Just shoot them. And Crosshairs and his little squad from, was that the second mm-hmm. episode?
I guess not the Bad Batch, but maybe that's whatever Force 99 now.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't be clone Force 99. So it's just.
Well, they're not clones anymore, right?
Yeah, so it's Force 99, I guess. I don't know. It's Crosshair's team. All right, we're on Kamino.
Yes.
The Crosshair. New,
the not clone Force 99.
Not
or whatever they
not
are.
Not clones.
Yeah.
Lame
Force 99.
Lame Force. Yeah, they're sent to go kill the Bad Batch, essentially.
Yeah.
And Crosshair doesn't seem to care very much about that, which is sad, but it's not his fault.
He's a professional jerk.
He's a professional jerk. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna go do that for that one Imperial dude that I can't remember the name of.
Vice Admiral Rampart.
Vice Admiral Rampart, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the Kaminoans are like, oh, just bring them home, we can clone them or whatever, but they're not gonna do that. So that's our little intro is on Kamino. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Wrecker and Omega, and all the Bad Batch is still on Braca in like the ship remains.
Right. They're still there. Scrapping. They're like, we can make money.
Still there. It's always interesting to see, like, are they gonna like be somewhere else? Or are they still where they are in the last episode? And right, this time they're still where they are. So Wrecker is teaching her how to defuse a time bomb as like practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cute little scene. Wrecker and Omega are just like the best little duo.
Yeah. And that's they're my favorites.
I know it, like, it's, I feel like we're supposed to be more like, oh, Hunter and Omega, but like Wrecker and Omega is where it's at.
Well, I feel like even Omega was like Hunter all in the beginning, but now she's like friends with everyone. Like now her and Wrecker hang out all the time.
Yeah.
Go get popcorn.
But do you know what I noticed, right? So like Wrecker is showing her how to defuse a ticking time bomb. And last episode, Rex kind of defused the ticking time bomb that was Wrecker's chip. Metaphor.
Wrecker
is
the bomb.
Here he was, but he's been defused.
You're all just ticking like time bombs.
See?
Okay, I got it. Taps head.
Yeah, taps wherever the chip would be.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down as soon as I realized it. I was like, I have to say this on a podcast because no one's gonna believe I thought of that on my own.
It's the like meme that's like, you know, you don't have to like worry about your inhibitor chip not functioning if you take out your inhibitor chip.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they are defeating the bomb and Omega actually doesn't do it in time, and so they run away and she thinks they're gonna get blown up, but it's just a smoke bomb because even Wrecker wouldn't make her practice with a real bomb.
He's not that crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was a really cute little scene. And then the scrappers come back.
Yeah, they're like spying on him.
Yeah, well, we saw them last episode kind of like spying on him. Mm-hmm. And so now we see him again spying, but this time they notice. And they all like, it's like Echo and Hunter come down to, and then they see him and they're just kind of walking casually, but they're doing that thing where they're like, oh, like, don't look, but like,
yeah,
I see them. And they like come up with a little plan and fight them. And they do manage to
be cool, be cool. Okay, let's go.
They manage to stun them all.
Yeah.
Except the one kind of got thrown off like a little clip.
Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. He's totally dead. But they spared the other two.
Yeah, the other two got stunned, and then he got stunned driving, crashed his car, flew out the window, and like down off of a cliff.
Yeah.
He's dead.
So 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Right. But so they scrap with the scrappers, and then they decide, like, okay, we should probably leave, but first let's gather a bunch of stuff so then we can sell it and pay back their debt to Sid, because they are in debt. They're getting
they owe
a lot.
Apparently.
Yeah. Talking I think they're getting
fees, 20 things of Mantel mix.
Yeah. And I think they're getting stuck into the cycle that characters sort of like Han do, where it's like, oh, we'll do this to pay off our debt, and that thing gets them in more debt, and then they're like, we'll do this, and it's just kind of, you know, not going well. And there's, I think they're starting that a little bit, and hopefully they can get out of it. Maybe not.
We'll see.
So they have like a little cart, little Lowe's cart of weapons and stuff to sell, and then the Empire, aka Crosshair and his team and some clones come.
Right. But first, Wrecker kisses a proton bomb.
Oh, he does kiss a proton bomb. Yeah. They were very excited about finding all their goods.
And then like Omega's like, what was the war like? And Tech is like, it was a series of battles on various fronts all throughout the galaxy. Well, what was it like? I just told you. And that was wonderful.
It was, Tech. I love Tech. I love them all.
They all have their own unique glow.
Yes, I think that's the point.
Yeah, makes sense.
So the Empire arrives and they are going to start hunting for them in the ship. And they do manage to kind of like dodge them for a while, like they like watch and they're like, well, they're going down that hallway, so we'll go down this one. And they tap into their comms and all that.
Mm-hmm. But like, I like how it, I mean, it comes back to bite him in a little bit, but they're like, they do their thing. They're like, oh, well, they're going to sweep forward to aft, you know?
Yeah.
To explore, and then we'll just alternate corridors. Oh, tapping into our, you know, tapping into their comms to see where their movements. And then, of course, they get like caught and trapped. And Crosshair's over there like, are you guys tapping things like you always do?
Yeah.
Aha, I knew you were going to do it.
Right. Well, they're because Crosshair was one of them. So, like, he knows all their plans and all the what they do. So, like, they get stuck. I don't know how much, like, to describe, like, that whole little, like, battle they have. Because,
well, there's, like,
a lot happens. They have,
like, the face-off. And then Omega's like, but it's a chip. Like, it's not your fault. And then Crosshair is extra jerky and he's like, shoot the kid first.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, you got to die. Like, and then they blow up they like shoot the main guns, which like collapses the whole floor.
Yeah,
like, that's how
right.
they kind of get away.
Yeah.
You know, and then a guy has a flamethrower and then Wrecker throws a proton bomb at the guy's face. Mm-hmm. Or girl's face? At the trooper's face.
I think that was a clone. I thought it was like he had. Crosshair had like this.
Well, they're all wearing clone armor still. Like none of them are wearing.
Well, I thought there was those three that were in like that special armor with Crosshair, and then the rest were all clones.
Crosshair that special armor still looks like Phase 2 clones.
Yeah, but it was like a different color.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like those three were with Crosshair. They were like a little team of four, and then the rest were clones because they all had clone voices.
Right.
So I don't know. I thought the flame one was a clone.
They're all troopers. Some of them are clones.
Yeah. Who knows?
One of them got hit in the face with a proton bomb.
Yes. And then so Hunter has the brilliant idea of going through the engine of the ship to escape and get to their ship. And as soon as they say, we're going through the engine, you kind of know, like, this is not going to be good.
Right. You're like, that's seems unsafe.
You're like, this seems like they're planning something, you know.
Can you guys hurry through the engine?
They're like walking through and they're like, they're not really like, I would be sprinting, but they're just like kind of taking their sweet time. Just
we do this all the time, walking through engines.
And then so obviously Crosshair is like, oh, they're in the engine, turn it on.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, he's like waiting outside to snipe him and then turning it on so they like cook inside. So like if they try to escape, he's going to shoot him in the head. And then if they like stay inside, they get roasted.
Cooked. So they get stuck. And they're like, how are the engines turning on? And Tech is like, well, when I activated the ship, that means they can turn on now.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks, Tech.
Thanks for all the power you bring.
So they're stuck while the engine is slowly turning on and it's very intense.
Yes.
So they basically like, cut the part of the engine they're in away from the rest of it.
Yeah, they set the detonator charges to like break the tube in half so they can like fall away with the tube
and
not get cooked.
Right.
But the wonderful thing is when they do that, it like lowers the engine tube to Crosshair's face. And he just gets like roasted.
Yeah, he and some of the troopers with him, they all get just like burned.
Yeah.
And
the Bad Batch like falls a bunch and they get separated.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like Hunter and Omega are separated from like, I think everyone else was together. And then Hunter and Omega.
Yeah.
So they decide to get back to the ship and Hunter and Omega get there first. And they get there and all the troopers around the ship we're dead,
but you're there's like such I love the like, you know, like they're going to help Crosshair and he's all like wrecked.
Oh yeah,
and
Crosshair
up.
Is like they're like wrapping his face up. He's all like he's gonna have some really sick cybernetics next episode. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, they're like, he's going to the ship or whatever, and they're like CT da 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 da, and the shot is like the clone trooper and then it goes back and then you see he's like on his back and it's like so dope and he's just wrecked and everybody's wrecked and there's a bunch of like dead troopers.
Yeah. And so Hunter and Omega are like, well, like, did the others get here first? Like, who is it? And then do you want to say what happens next?
Oh, I will. And then cowboy music. Cad Bane is in the doorway and he's just like chilling and the music gets dope. And from here on out, the episode is like, what?
It's Cad Bane and Toto flies out. I was very excited to see Toto. I love Toto.
Toto. Apologies to everybody listening to the Rogue Rebels podcast because we called him Tito for like a good 30 minutes.
Tito, that's from Force Awakens.
Yeah, we said that too. And we were like, yeah, Tito is the Force Awakens ones. Tito 360 is this guy. Like, so we even like got all weird about it. Nice. I'm weird about our mistake.
Nice. Yeah. And it was Cad Bane. I was like, oh my God, it's Cad Bane. And then it was the same thing that happened when Fennec was on. I was like accidentally rooting for Cad Bane. So I was like, oh my God, it's Cad Bane. And I was like, wait, no, wait, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah. And then they're like having their little shootout. You know, he's and it's like a little duel, girl.
And it's like, it's a cowboy movie. And it's like
straight out of Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah. And they're just like, and it's like, oh my God, they're going to have a shootout. And Cad Bane gets Hunter in the chest because he's Cad Bane. He's freaking awesome. And Hunter what gets Toto's leg or arm or something
that. He doesn't even hit Cad Bane. Like, but as soon as like they're having a shootout, you're like, oh, this is not good for Hunter.
But it's so good because
there's no way.
It's Cad Bane and he has the hat.
Hunter is used to aiming.
Yeah, and it's so good.
It's really good.
But yeah, Hunter falls and it's like, oh, ouch. But like, also like, oh my God, that was so awesome. Cause like, it's Cad Bane doing like a cowboy thing. But also you're like, oh no, Hunter. And then Hunter and Toto just kind of just grab Omega and are like, because Omega like, doesn't run really.
She tries to grab her bow. She grabs her bow and then Toto knocks it out.
Yeah. You know,
with his little foot.
Right. Well, she like checks on Hunter and then she tries to grab her bow and but they grab her and take her away because presumably they've been hired by the same people who hired Fennec.
The Kaminoans. Yeah.
And.
Yeah, there's a little scene before. Remember where the Kaminoans are like, this may complicate our thing because they're going to go kill them. Like, we need to hire more bounty hunters. We just need somebody to bring her back safe.
Right.
These guys are under kill orders. And Jerkface and his jerk squad.
Mm-hmm. And they take her and you're like, oh no. And then we get like Hunter's perspective as like Wrecker and the others
wake him up.
Yeah. And they pull him into the ship. And I think they're getting chased by more troopers at that point.
Yeah.
I think like they've caught up with them.
Yeah.
But they manage to escape in the ship and they're like, we need to find Omega. Yeah. And they leave. A bounty hunter
took her. Which one? The coolest one.
But they leave Braca. And that's the end.
That's it.
So Cad Bane, exciting. I love, you know, maybe now that we have like a Cad Bane, we'll get like that Boba arc from the Clone Wars, kind of like.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, this was almost shot for shot that.
Yeah. Except it was but like
Hunter instead of Boba.
Yeah. But someone else pointed this out, but the Bad Batch hunt model for Cad Bane has like cybernetics, like. Where Boba shot him or something.
Oh, like so, he has like, a weird little hat thing. A
yeah. So cover. He had, so like,
I mean, it could be.
Maybe he like survived that duel with Boba and he's like, I'm never losing one of those again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like I duel for life.
Yeah.
Like I'm still not going to shoot people regular.
So like, I'm curious, like, are we going to see Boba in the Bad Batch? Like, what are we doing? You know. Exciting
possibility. They hired more bounty hunters. They didn't say how many. So and far they we've are, seen two.
They are like, you know, Boba's a clone, so like that could be like a thing. I don't know. I was so excited to see Cad Bane. I like because I don't know. I feel like every episode when there's like a cameo, like after I watch it, I'm like, yeah, of course they'd have that, but like it surprises me every time. Except Fennec Shand, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rex, but like I was so excited to see Cad Bane.
Yeah, that was cool. That was unexpected. And he and like Axel keeps going like, man, like he was so cool in this. Like, I don't remember that he was like that cool, you know? And I was like, he was always cool. And I was like, no, the music, it's the music that's
fooling you right the now. Music. It is. Cause he like, he's still very cool in the Clone Wars, but he doesn't have the music. And also he loses a little more in the Clone Wars. He totally like won the day here, which helps, but he lost a couple times in the Clone Wars, which helps, doesn't help him. But yeah, Cad Bane. Okay, all right, we got to the end of the episode.
We did.
Yeah, Cad Bane is the best.
And now we're all nervous, or I am. And I feel like Omega's going to Kamino. Where else can she be going?
Yes. Yeah, I assume this is not the first time Cad Bane's kidnapped children. I just realized he's very good at it.
Fair, yeah.
He's pretty good at it.
Is he going to be showing up in like a Jedi robe? Cad Bane disguise.
It'll be shot for shot like Obi-Wan walking onto Kamino from Attack of the Clones, but it's just Cad Bane and his hat sticking out.
Of the robe, like robe and hat.
He has a hat. There's a robe over his hat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, Cad Bane. Yeah. So that was just really cool.
Yes. Cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy wearing a cowboy hat and a Mandalorian t-shirt at work like on Monday, and I was like, nice.
All right. It's getting realer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wait for the days when like people are just showing up in Mandalorian helmets at your work.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think we'd allow that, but I would like that very much.
Cool.
Yes. Very cool. I don't know what else to say besides it's Cad Bane, and also Toto's back, and I love Toto.
Yeah. He's short of booster, but I think he's okay.
As a kid, I was always so mad in the episode where they just let Toto die. That always made me so sad.
Oh, yeah. Where they bombed
poor
him.
Poor Toto. Yeah. Poor Toto.
Axel was talking about how cool he was because he like grabs the lightsaber and Hunt for Zero.
Yeah.
And like gives it to Cad Bane and then gets like force launched into oblivion. But then he's like, and then he gives Cad Bane his hat back. Like he helps his buddy out when they leave. Like,
he's the best.
Yeah.
I want a little Toto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Toto 360. I'm sure
if you listen to my podcast, I was yelling about like, you know, who owes Cad Bane one? Quinlan Vos.
Mm.
At the beginning of Hunt for Zero. It's like, besides, I owe Cad Bane one. So I don't know. Maybe he's going to punch his head off again.
Maybe Quinlan Vos will come rescue Omega. And then the Bad Batch will be like, thank you for rescuing her. Do you want to join us? And Quinlan Vos will be like, yeah, you guys don't have a lightsaber guy.
No, you don't have one at all. Also, your outfit is a 90% match.
he'll paint red over like his yellow stripe so he matches all of them.
Mm-hmm. Little shine, a little like gray stripe somewhere.
Yeah.
Skull on the other side. Or he'll just have his little tattoo and then it'll just be a skull on the other arm.
Yeah. Yeah. He could make it work.
Yeah.
But he'll also wear his gala outfit.
Right.
At some point.
They'll be like, man, we have to like infiltrate this thing. And we'll be like, say no more. Bring me my nicest pants. It'll be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. I can't wait for episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Batch's new member.
The next episode will be called The Jedi. And then you know, like, this is what it's about.
Nice.
We got it all figured out. We're on to you, Filoni.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are a great writer's room.
Yeah, that was it. That was the Bad Batch. Do you have anything else to say?
I don't know. It was really good. I'm really nervous. Omega is missing and I want her. She must be protected at all costs. To be fair, they want her alive. So far, so good.
That's good.
I don't know what they want with her on Kamino though, but I guess we'll find out. And are our boys going to have to break into their old home?
Mm. Or will Omega have to break out?
Yeah, that could be. Is she going to bust some like Ezra action?
I was thinking. Like, it could be one of those things where like they come to rescue her and she's like already half rescued herself. You know, she's like in a vent.
Like Ezra gets punched in his helmet. First you leave me, then you hit me. You were wearing a helmet.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see in a few days.
Everything remains to be seen.
Exactly. So that was that. Do you want to do the plugs? I know I don't put yours in the right order. I'll have to tell me what the order is.
I don't know. I mean, let's see. Well, whatever. I can't scroll on this thing. Anyway, you can check us out at theroguerebels.com. I don't know how to use this. Theroguerebels.com. We're on Instagram and TikTok at The Rogue Rebels. And you can tweet at us at Rogue Rebels Fam. We have a Twitch channel. It's Rogue Rebels. Just look for Rogue Rebels pretty much anywhere. And if it's like us, it's us. Yeah. And go follow it. Go listen to our podcast, the Rogue Rebels podcast. There's a lot of stuff happening over there. And we are doing Bad Batch episodes too.
And your Facebook page.
And like our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm updating it, so it'll be in the right order next time. So you can
Why
just
can't I scroll?
Nope. What did you do? I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, that's
enough. I'm fixing
it
for you.
That's enough. We're probably going to cancel the stream for tomorrow because my mom's coming in town.
So I see.
We probably won't be streaming tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's I'm working tomorrow anyway, so it's okay.
Okay.
Did you say your Twitter? I'm trying to put this in the right order for you.
Yeah. No, we're good. That's enough.
Okay. I'm trying. Okay. Star Wars Geek Girl. Obviously, you know where to listen to Star Wars Geek Girl if you're listening to this. You can check out the Star Wars Geek Girl Facebook page and also Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl. And go to StarWarsGeekGirl.com. I write things and I post them on Fridays and I make quizzes that are posted on Wednesdays. Today's quiz, or Wednesdays, if you aren't listening to this on Wednesday, which you aren't because it's not going to be posted, is guessing Star Wars character heights. So
does this account for bigger Luke?
It does not account for bigger Luke. Luke is not an option, not one of the questions. It's only 10 questions. I tried to do one from like each thing, so like a prequel trilogy, like an original trilogy, and like a Clone Wars and like a Rebels and blah blah blah, but I couldn't find, there's no heights for the Resistance characters anywhere. I looked very hard.
Yeah.
The
only thing I can remember is Niku seems to be the tallest.
Niku, well, like I tried to do like OP Pit because I thought that would be funny, but yeah. I couldn't find his height. I was like, well, he's not a main character, so I've got like Kaz and Niku and Tam and Tor and Sonara and no heights anywhere. So Phasma was my Resistance one. She was in Resistance.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah,
Phasma and Poe, those are the ones you're gonna have to get away with.
Yeah. And I have Leia's in there too. I think that's it though.
Okay.
But yeah, so
cool.
Take that quiz if you'd like to. You don't have
I will.
To.
I shall.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. I was Zoe.
I was Sal.
May the Force be with you and goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars.
And sometimes cry.